Josh, where are you right now in terms of reviewing, you know, what went down yesterday versus bombing ahead here for a Thursday game?
Pretty much, you know, when you have these short weeks, you have a chance to get the film watched quickly. Start that on the way home, actually, yesterday, and get that done, and then you know, you got to move on. And so we've already graded the tape, and we'll, you know, make our corrections and the points that need to be made off the tape, and head right into the Jets today.
When you grade out your offense at this time of the year, I mean, basically, is it held to the same standard as, say, you might in week 12?
I think you always, you know, you grade the offense or any individual player or play or scheme consistently, which is you always want them to do things right, and they're always trying to do them right. You know, so I think as long as that's the normal procedure for looking at, you know, your performance either as an individual or collectively as a unit, then, you know, then you can always try to continue to make corrections and improve and get better, and that's certainly what we'll try to do this week. You always have a chance after any game, whether it's at the beginning of the year or middle or the end, preseason, to improve on any performance, because certainly there's always going to be things that you can do better.
And Josh, you know, what were your thoughts on the team's passing attack yesterday versus Buffalo?
I think, you know, we did some decent things. Certainly had, you know, a good production in third down, which is always a critical element of the game. I made some key catches there on that down, and in the second half especially. You know, had some chunk plays that we were able to create. I think, I don't remember the total number yet, 8 or 9 plays over 20 yards or over 19 yards yesterday in the game, which, you know, you always try to look for opportunities to do that. And then certainly we missed some opportunities that we did have, you know, whether it was a down the field play or intermediate type routes or some short ones, and missed some opportunities to, you know, to capitalize on some opportunities in the passing game there too. So, you know, like I said, it's very rarely is it going to be perfect, and you need to correct the things that we can correct and go out there and try to improve this week.
Josh, if you didn't watch the game and just look at the stat sheet, it might look like it was a very, very strong performance. But if you didn't look at the stat sheet and just watched the game, the reaction might be that you guys didn't ace the eye test. Do you sort of expect some growing pains? Would you sort of chalk it up to that, with so many new faces and new spots?
No, we're worried about trying to win and get better. And, you know, there's, you know, we know that there's some players on our offense that are gaining experience each week, and then there's plenty of players on our offense that have plenty of experience already. So, you know, our standard is high, and we want to play good offense and take care of the football and maintain our balance and score in the red zone and convert on third down, and those things are never going to change. That's what we practice for. That's what we prepare for. That's what our players are trying to do, and that's what we need to coach them to do. And we can coach and improve this week, you know. And that's what our goal and our focus is going to be going forward every week.
If I could ask you about one of your experienced players, what do you value most out of Julian Edelman?
Julian has always been a versatile guy for us. He's been able to play multiple positions. He's a tough player. He's a tough competitor. He can make plays on the perimeter, and he can go inside and do some of those things inside that we ask him to do. And yesterday he came up with, you know, quite a few big catches for us, and certainly a few big plays there in the red zone on third down that were really critical for us. So, Jules is a guy that works hard, tries to come in and do his best at everything we ask him to do, and he's always prepared for the games and tries to make the most of all of his opportunities. And yesterday, I thought he really helped us.
Josh, where do you see things heading with Stephen Ridley? Obviously, not the way he wanted to have it go down yesterday. I mean, do you see him contributing here going forward, or is this going to be a case where, you know, we see more of what we saw in the second half last night or yesterday, where, you know, he wasn't on the field?
Well, I think, you know, you try to make decisions based on what you feel like is best for the team at each individual, you know, time. And yesterday, you know, we made the choice to go with Shane and LeGarrette, you know, and Steven's got to do a better job of holding on to the football, and he knows that. And, you know, we'll work hard with him on that, and he'll work hard as well to make sure that we don't do that anymore. But I think any decision, you know, on the future and what's going to happen next week or this week or, you know, I don't think those have been made yet. And again, I think our job as coaches are to work with all our players to improve the things that they might not be doing as well as we want them to do, and try to get them to do it better. And ultimately we'll try to play the best guys that give us the best chance to win.
And spinning it forward to the Jets, I had asked Bill a similar question. I mean, I'm assuming there's a little bit of carryover just in terms of scheme going from the Patton Bills defense to Rex's Jets defense here. What do you see in terms of the connections as you sort of make this transition yourself from wrapping up yesterday to heading into Thursday?
Well, I mean, you know, Mike worked for Rex, and, you know, there's some, I'd say, some elements that are similar, certainly. I always think that a preparation for Rex's defense is unique and different from basically everybody you play. I mean, he's very willing to change and make adjustments and give you things and looks that you haven't seen before. And you know, this year will be no different. You know, they're doing some different things that you know, we certainly didn't see or practice for Buffalo, and we're going to need to be prepared and ready for those different things. And then I'm sure there's going to be some things that happen on Thursday night that we didn't prepare for. So he's always presented a great challenge offensively to us. And, you know, I'm expecting no different this week. They're well coached. They have good players and a good scheme. And he's certainly knows exactly what he's doing. And, you know, we have a lot of familiarity with each other in our offense, their defense. But each game seems to have a little bit of a different flavor of its own. And, you know, playing on a short week certainly adds a different element to that as well.
Josh, on the subject of the Jets' defense, yesterday Doug Martin averaged 2.7 yards per carry. Can you describe the challenge annually running against Rex Ryan's defense, but in particular what you saw from the Jets yesterday?
Well, they're, you know, this has always been a physical group, and this year's absolutely no different. You know, they got big guys up front. It's a big front. They got big outside linebackers, you know, with pace, and Copel's now playing out some out there. And, you know, they got good safeties that will fill down in there and tackle too. So, you know, it's always a great challenge to run the ball or throw it against this defense. And, we don't anticipate anything being different this week.
Josh, how much of a benefit is it to have an experienced quarterback like Tom Brady on a short week?
I think it's anybody that plays on your offense that has experience with, you know, or defense for that matter, anybody that's playing on your unit that has experience with the group you're going to play against, that obviously helps. And then some familiarity with, you know, the scheme or the way we've been defended in the past. Certainly you can use that to some degree as well. Tom's had a lot of games against this defense, a lot of, you know, games against Coach Ryan's unit. And, you know, this is not going to be different in that regard. Like I said, every game against this team presents different challenges and changes that, you know, you may not have prepared for or practiced against. And I would expect the same on Thursday night. But you know, whether it's a short week or a long week, I think it's a good thing to have Tom Brady as your quarterback.